Are you ready to ride? Let's ride on the airship tonight. Roy, be your pilot for this. Got Tammy here, co-piloting this thing.
It's good to be back.
You gonna let us crash?
Absolutely not.
We'll see if we crash or not. If we crash, it's the engineer's fault. The engineer never crashes, though. He keeps us on track. Mr. Sean Wilson over there, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you, Roy?
Doing good. And in the studio tonight, we have Dead Pass from Casper, Wyoming. How you guys doing?
Kicking ass, taking names.
So awesome. Who all we got here tonight? Let's give a rundown for the audience out here. Who's there and what they do with the band and who's missing
Gene.
And all that?
This is Gene. I play guitar. Brian, lead vocal.
Colton, play guitar.
Derek, I just hang out and have fun.
And our drummer and our bass player are unfortunately working at the moment. That's why we're on the air with you guys to try to quit our day job.
Hey, we all want to quit our day job.
Yep.
Wait a minute, I don't have a day job.
This is your day job.
Damn. Okay, I quit. No more day job. Stick to nights here. Yeah, get a life, you people. Gosh, harass me about mine. Okay. So, metal from Wyoming. I'm not even going to say what I was saying earlier before the show about Wyoming, but metal from Wyoming. I think of metal, I think of, Germany, you know, places like that where it kind of all started with and came from and whatnot. So What's it like doing metal in Wyoming?
It's rough. It's hard to pull out. We're trying to break out of Wyoming and kind of go to the surrounding regions and see what we can do.
Yeah, it's a tough game, you know, to come from a state that's traditionally country, you know, and not only that, but hardly any population. So we're just trying to do something a little different, you know, not launch the band like a normal band that's unsigned. You know, we want to start with good interviews and good reviews and make good music and get that stuff out there so people can see it. It's a new age, you know.
Yeah, I have this vision of you guys showing up at a gig there in Wyoming somewhere and the bar not realizing what kind of music you play and the owner coming out kind of like the Blues Brothers and saying, yeah, we have both kinds of music here, country and Western.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, our first show, our first real concert we threw at a club here in Casper called the Beacon Club, and it's a big, nice bar, and they do a lot of live music, but it's all country and has been for 50 years.
Oh, boy.
So I went in there and coerced the owner into letting us throw a heavy metal concert. And the day of the show, she finally went in and listened to what we do. And she was a little taken back by the situation. But it was a great show on a Monday.
Did she make money?
Yeah, she made quite good money for a Monday. Yeah, we filled the place, put 300 people in there that night. So. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
You know, much to my surprise, I did a show with a band, Minerva, up in Sheridan. And it was my first experience doing a metal show at the Beaver Creek up there. And I had no idea how it was going to go over. There had never been a metal band in that bar before. It's a classic rock and country type of bar, too. And we put the show together, started promoting about 3 days before the show. Packed the house. The bar made all kinds of money. The show was great. We just threw it together. And now there's quite a scene for metal in Sheridan area at some of the places up there. So I was pleasantly surprised with that, the following for metal that there is in Wyoming. What have you guys found down there in the different communities?
Colton?
There's not a whole lot of metal following, but what there is, the fans are all pretty diehard. Come to every show, they don't miss a beat, they know everything that's going on. But
we have to do a lot of promoting. Most people either don't know about it or it doesn't get promoted correctly by some of these people that are putting on shows and bringing bands here. So we try to promote as heavily as we can and try to let everybody know what's going on.
So what's that look like when you guys promote? What things you use and what kind of techniques and what kind of tools? And that's probably a Derek question, I think.
That's not hanging out and having fun, that's for sure.
Street teaming isn't what it used to be. That's a given.
You know, it's one of those things. I mean, Colton built the foundation of all of our everything that we do socially. And, you know, I wanted him to kind of step back for a little bit and just do some writing and stuff. And I said, I'll take the reins, man, and I'll see what we can do together. And we just do it together, man, and we kind of come up with ideas. It's kind of all of us. You know, I say, hey, man, what do you think about if we say this or we do this? And it's all about grabbing people's attention because, let's be honest, I don't like what I can't hear. You know what I mean?
That's right.
I don't know what's out there. I know I'm finding a lot of bands and a lot of talent just in Wyoming alone just because I'm opening up my ears and it's being put in my face. So right. that's kind of the approach that I take is I don't want to flood anybody by any means, but there's some people that follow certain feeds that we have and not other feeds. So I want to make sure that I spread it to the masses. So
yeah, we try to use, you know, a lot of Facebook and Twitter and of course, internet radio. We're getting spun in London here shortly with an internet radio station at the King's College in London. It's amazing what you can accomplish when you use the internet correctly.
It's so not
using
just
it for
the porn.
Power of good.
It's that's not just for porn anymore.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to jump in here. I'm going to ask you because we've been talking about how Wyoming is not exactly the hotbed of heavy metal music. So I kind of have to. I'm kind of wondering how did you guys, each of you in your own way, tell me about how you guys got exposed to this in the first place and how this all got started for you.
Oh dear.
long,
did I open
long
up the can of worms?
Ago in a place yeah. far, far away in the
me
back
and Gene
of your
have
mind.
Been in a band for a long time, and he's always been a metalhead. I've dabbled in every other kind of music, blues and orchestra when I was a kid. So
wow.
I found metal because I liked it because of the technicality of it, and it was just really fun to play. I'm a guitar player at heart, not necessarily a singer, so. Mm.
When I moved up here from Phoenix, Arizona with my family, I actually was originally more of a skateboarder and everything. So I was at the skate park one day and met this kid, the first friend I ever made in Casper, and he had just learned how to play guitar and went and hung out with him and learned how to play guitar and never looked back. And that was 7-8 years ago now.
Mm-hmm. Well, and for me, I grew up with Brian and Gene, pretty much. I mean, me and Brian were pretty inseparable as kids, you know? So, I mean, us three go back. I mean, I'm 33, Brian's 33, you know, and Gene's 30. So we go way back, you know what I mean? So.
Way back.
Yep. Way back.
I'm 33, yeah. But my liver is about 80.
Well, if you didn't hate your liver so bad.
Yeah,
you,
really.
That's okay. I hate mine, too. So
my liver just turned 90.
Yeah, we're all in good
company.
We are all in good company here,
that's
without a doubt
right.
on that one.
Yeah, I've been playing a long time here in the scene around Wyoming, just never taken it as far as we have with this band.
Mm-hmm.
Something always fell apart somewhere. This band's been like a family. It's all in-house. We work together and we do as much as we can without the help of others, I guess. And we'll try and unite everybody and try and get this scene moving again.
You know, when you were talking, I think it was Colton there, about were you the one that just mentioned being a skater and meeting some of there? Is that Colton?
Yeah.
Let's track everybody here. It brought to mind a deal that I posted here a while back on Facebook, speaking of Facebook and promotions and stuff. It's a little deal by David Grohl. And
yeah.
I got to read this because it's so apropos for what you just said. It says, when I think about kids watching a TV show like American Idol or The Voice, then they think, oh, okay, that's how you become a musician. You stand in line for 8 fucking hours with 800 people at a convention center. And then you sing your heart out for someone, and then they tell you it's not fucking good enough. Can you imagine? It's destroying the next generation of musicians. Musicians should go to a yard sale, buy an old fucking drum set, and get in their garage and just suck. And get their friends to come in, and they'll suck too. And then they'll fucking start playing, and they'll have the best time ever had in their lives, and then all of a sudden they'll become Nirvana, because that's exactly what happened with Nirvana. Just a bunch of guys that had some shitty old instruments, and they got together and started playing some noisy ass shit, and they became the biggest band in the world. And that can happen again.
I think it can, man.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a
great, great piece of advice. You know, there's the our band, you know, we have our drummer's 40 and our guitar player is 20. So we have a very wide range of influences. And it's nice to see the younger generation, you know, Lane and Colton, really take a step forward into making music for a living and knowing they can pull it off, you know. You don't see a lot of ambition in a lot of artists in Casper. So it's nice to find the right guys.
You know, and we were talking a little bit before the show about the promotions and how to make it and stuff. And, you know, we mentioned a few things and tossing around and kind of a formula that's out there. You know, having a record label and having other friends own record labels across the country kind of dialed in on that formula. And it's a hell of a lot of work. But it's a simple formula these days, and it's kind of weird because it's you get out there and you use Facebook and you promote on there. You promote on Twitter. Reverb Nation is a biggie. That's probably the most important thing to get on for a musician, artist, label, or anything else. And you promote like crazy on there. Then you get out, you do your videos, you make sure it's a really good video. You have a good promotions and production company working with you on that video to do the promotions. When you hit 1 million views on that video on doing your promotions and hiring your promotion company to do that, at 1 million views, a major label will look at you and say, hey, do you want to sign? But it's getting to that point of the 1 million views, and there's a lot of ways to get there, but it's a matter of getting there and getting organic views that are not somebody in India with a robot program sitting there running, clicking off views for you and stuff like that. They got to be real people. They look at that and see that it's real people and see that there's comments and things like that. And that's kind of the PAP formula these days, as crazy as it sounds so simple. It's the biggest challenge I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. You know, the second track on the EP, A Subliminal Straitjacket, we recorded a video for it. It's on YouTube. And it's the only video we have up right now. We're going to be doing some other stuff shortly. But, you know, we dropped that thing, and it was crazy how quick it got shared for just a short amount of time. And I think bands forget that the average Facebook post is, what, 20 minutes maybe, if that, mm-hmm. the life of it. So yep. If you don't get on there and continue to push your product, then people will not see it. And it's an interesting point to be hiring a company to run your video like that. I like that idea.
Yeah, it's something that I've done in the past before, and you know, they're all legitimate views. It's like I say, it's not, you know, robots or people in India or anything like that. It's all from within the United States, and they're all people actually viewing it. But it's literally, like you say, it's somebody hitting it every 20-30 minutes from a different location, teams of people that work together to promote these things, and they put it on their blog, and they put it on their Twitter, and they put it on their Facebook, and they get it out there. By the way, if anybody wants to see the video he's talking about, you can look at the event if you're out there listening or you're following the guys or anything. Go to 10 Star Records page on Facebook and check the event for tonight, and that is listed in the comments in there. I believe Derek put it in the comments a little bit ago. Is that correct? Did you put that in there, Derek?
Yeah, I threw it in there just for some new listeners going, huh, I wonder what this band's all about. I want to, you know, just so they can check them out real quick.
You know, and I want to, we made that video. We shot it. We hired a good friend of ours who runs a small production company here in Casper who shot it for us, Dash Productions. And I think they did a great job for, you know, basically, I'm going to say it, basically a homemade video. But it doesn't come off that way. And it looks really good. And the sound quality is pretty good. And you know, we remastered that track for the EP, and we can't wait to drop that as well, you know?
You know, and these days, as far as doing the videos, the only thing that separates a great video from a not-so-great video really is the concept, the directing, the videography. Beyond that, everything that's technical that happens back in the booth, if someone knows how to run the software and they know how to edit and they've got a good soundtrack to work with, you can play with the big boys.
Exactly.
Without a doubt.
And just remember, just because you know how to edit doesn't mean you should. So you've got to work with the right people.
We discovered that one the hard way with a guitar playthrough we made. There was a buddy of ours, Dan Murray, that did editing on some videos that we took. And we took some videos with a little tiny camera in the basement. Mm-hmm. We made basically a makeshift GoPro. No idea what we're doing. Handed it to a dude who said he could edit, which he did a good job. But, I mean, he wasn't pro by any means. And that just shows that it definitely pays off to hire somebody who knows how to do it.
Yep. Exactly.
You know, we did one for the label that was a concept video for a song that was co-written with Merle Haggard's writers. And they wanted us just do a concept video. So that's all it was, a concept video. We shot it in a day. and spent about 30 days editing the thing, and then brought the track in over the top of it during editing and everything, and just threw it on YouTube and didn't do anything with it. We didn't even promote the thing, and got like 75,000 views on the thing. And yes. I mean, we shot it on crappy equipment. It was shot in one day.
You guys are known to produce good things, you know, and that's kind of what we want to do with our band. We want to, you know, we could have put out a demo and you know, got a bunch of cases from Office Max and ran around and stuck them into people's cars and threw them in Happy Meals, you know, and all that good stuff. But
now there's a concept. The heavy metal happy meal.
Hey, you guys might be onto something there.
Endorsement, Mickey D's.
There you go. Yeah.
But yeah, you know, we wanted to produce a really good product, spare no expense, and then that way, when people, when they see, oh, Dead Pass is on iTunes, you know, Dead Pass is on Amazon, Dead Pass is, has real legitimate places to buy it. When they click on it, they're getting something that they really feel like they, you know, can spend a dollar for and not get ripped off on. So, and yeah. It's kind of strange you have to say it that way, but it's the truth.
It's a lot of work, but make sure you get an ISBN code for that and get it on Amazon. Once you get an ISBN code and get it on Amazon, then you can get it onto Pandora and Slacker. They will not let you on without an ISBN and Amazon.
Yeah, we want an interesting deal with a company called Groove 3. That does a lot of stuff with Pro Tools. With our studio, I entered a competition with just a demo. And we won the competition, and they hooked us up with CD Baby and got us a distribution deal and the whole thing. And then they called us back and they said, you know, who recorded that? And we said, well, we did in our basement. And they said, well, it's so damn good, we're going to give you a year subscription to Groove 3 as well for free. So that wasn't even in the package, you know, and we made fans right there. So
nice.
Well, it's a good feeling.
Well, it's about that time. We should roll into some music here and let people quit talking about it and teasing everybody. And, you know, it's kind of enough foreplay here.
We like to tease.
Enough foreplay.
We're teases here.
We got to give them something here. So we got 666666. Give us 30 seconds about that. Where'd it come from?
So it's written about, it's basically about the government and the way people perceive the government through social media. It has a lot to do with Julius Caesar, and that's where the title comes from. It has nothing to do with the devil.
So it wasn't named Et Tu, Brute?
Beware the Ides of March. Well,
was I talking about the government there stabbing me in the back again? Sorry.
Geez.
Oh, gosh. Okay, enough of that. Sean, we better just listen to this.
Roll it.
Yeah.
Let's go.
organized confusion, chaos, and everything else that goes on behind the scenes during that song, and you people missed it.
Yeah.
And I still want to hear an acoustic version of that, unplugged. I think that would be just so cool. Do you guys ever do anything like that?
We do some acoustic stuff. We have a side project called the Bearded Bastards.
I like that.
It's me and the bass player, and these guys jump in on some tracks occasionally. We have one posted to our Facebook page, Bearded Bastards, done in our studio. We redid Sexy and I Know It.
Oh, and sweet.
It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. We might even, you know, send that link over to you guys tonight and have you check that out, because it's some good stuff, man. And but as far as acoustic Dead Past stuff, no, I don't think we've sat down and tried to work that one out.
I hear somebody plucking strings on a guitar back there.
Yeah.
That's Gene.
He's trying it out.
Throw the microphone down by his guitar and let him tear something up there.
Well, sadly, I'm not throwing this microphone anyway. Oh, okay. It's a little too pricey.
So, yeah, I mean, it was really cool to go down with Dave and record the tracks. The one we just played for you guys was actually the track we sent to win the Groove 3, the demo for the Groove 3. So the following tracks are the actual ones in the EP.
Nice. So yeah, and the EP definitely mastered. It's going to be a whole lot cleaner than this one. And this one's pretty dang clean just the way it is. I can see why they picked it. I can see why you won. That was a good clean track.
Yeah.
It's a pretty humbling experience, so. Yeah, we're pretty jazzed about that.
Now, where'd you guys find out about the contest?
Facebook.
Facebook?
I was trolling around on Facebook and just ran across it. And, you know, that's the thing. You know, that's a lot of these bands, I think, in Casper anyway, that we've worked with, is they just don't put themselves out there. And they really need to, you know, just click on everything, you know, download everything. That's what, from our experience, that's what's working. So,
yeah, I was just wondering, because I know, like, on Reverb, through now it's different. Like, there's different promotions for artists, for promoters, for record labels. But I get probably 8 emails a day wanting me to put my bands in, you know, in the pool for competitions like that, for everything from, you know, themes for music, for movies, to commercials, to different promotional articles. They're looking for bands that they want to interview or they want to put on air, things. I mean, it's just anything you can imagine. I get it in my email every single day. I could never possibly keep up with all of it. I'd have to hire somebody full-time just to sit down and submit stuff for like 4 hours a day to keep up with this.
Right. And, you know, you want to pick the things that, you know, are specific to what you're trying to accomplish. And, there's a ton of promotional deals out there, and there's a lot of ways to get yourself noticed, but you got to make sure that you're choosing professional people that are actually running legitimate, you know, giveaways that are actually going to get you somewhere, and not just, you know, an email address for somebody to send another deal to you for, you know. So there's a lot to weed through. That's why we hired Derek. So.
Well, and as some of them that I see that can be a double-edged sword, and that's the submit your music, go on tour with so-and-so. You know, let's just throw out like Metallica or something. Okay, go on tour with Metallica. They're going to do some shows this year. Go out with them. And, okay, you won it. You get to go. Great. Guess who pays for the entire tour?
You do.
Now, that kind of deal is great exposure. And if you've got a lot of product to sell and you got money ahead to where you can show up at each show and have 1,000 CDs ready to sell at each show, and T-shirts and stickers and, you know, everything from $1 items all the way up to your full CD to sell, and you can sell enough product there to make it worthwhile, then those are really good deals. But if you don't have the product and you don't have the money ahead of time to pay for the tour yourself and go on the tour and everything, then, boy, it really hurts to win one of those things.
Yeah.
For a couple of reasons. One, you win it and then you can't fulfill it. Or you win it and you have to turn it down. Or you win it and you lose your job. It turns into a country western song. You lose your job, your dog, your home, your woman, your family, everything, trying to go do this tour. So, yeah, you're right. You got to be really selective about the things that you do submit to on there and make sure it's something that you can fulfill.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people out there who are out to just make a quick buck off of you. So you have to be really careful.
Yeah, there's a lot of tours. We played for, you know, a Project Independent tour recently in Denver, and it was a pretty good experience. You know, it was good people to work with. after the tour, we actually, you know, we received quite a bit of stuff through Facebook, people listening to our music, and we picked up a few fans from doing it. So it wasn't all for naught. But we really want to try to focus on, you know, we have a theory that if we make a good enough product and our music is good enough, then we'll just start at the top, you know, and we'll just work our way down until somebody pays attention. And we have some connections in Europe, and hopefully we'll be over there this summer to lay down the groundwork and possibly even play some shows. So
that's the terrific. The one thing I can say about business and being successful in it, there's two key things. You talk to anybody that's made it big in business of any kind, and everybody that's made it big all shares one thing in common: previous past failures, and they didn't give up.
That's right.
The other thing that they'll all tell you is, if you think small, you're going to be small. Think big, dream big, see it big, and that's what you're going to be, is big, without a doubt.
That was something that when we first started playing in this, Battlecross was really starting to come up and show up in the metal scene, and I remember watching a video, some people from Metal Blade were talking about how to use social media to your advantage and really how to make people believe in you, even if they don't already, but you can make them do that. But that was, it was them talking about, like, you know, you come out there and you act like you were the biggest thing that's ever hit that stage, and people will believe it, whether it's true or not.
Seeing is believing.
Exactly. But also, I think it's having a belief in yourself and projecting that out.
Yeah, people pick it up.
Like, if you believe in yourself, then somebody else is going to as well.
Right, exactly. Yep.
They definitely are. So with all that and all the things behind the scenes, going to roll on to some more music. Subliminal Straitjacket.
Yeah, this song's about working. It's about going to your job every day and being in a subliminal straitjacket. We recorded the video in the place where I worked for 10 years and then quit to be in the band. So,
ironically, where Gene and I both work now.
Yeah, so it's a crazy thing, and it's a cool concept for a tune. So I hope you guys like it.
Why did I know that's what it was going to be about? And once again, yeah, get on the page, look up the event, 10 Star Records. Go to Dead Passes page, look up their video, and this, you can see the video for this. And in the meantime, enjoy listening to it, people. We'll be right back. Alrighty then. So who put the guitar riffs together for that?
Gene and I both. We're every song that comes out of this band, we all have our input on. We all have our spot. That it was, this was our idea. This was our part. But we collaborate very well together. Gene and I particularly sit down and write together, and it comes together like just magic.
I'm going to kind of date myself a little bit here, and if you guys haven't heard of this artist, I won't hold it against you because very few people have. But listening to the guitar in that song, in that track, and then if you were to put an operatic voice over the top of it, it really reminds me of old Frank Marino.
I have no idea.
Frank Marino and Mahogany Rush. They were a band in the late 70s. That their guitar sounded a lot like what I just heard. Really cool stuff. But back then there wasn't really metal, so people weren't doing the growling or anything. The voices, the vocals were totally different. They were doing weird opera stuff over the top of it. You know, I don't think they'd done enough acid yet.
Back then, back in that time, it would have been called prog rock, wouldn't it?
I don't know what it was called. He was in a class by himself, but I don't know. He wound up doing music for porn, you know, in the 90s.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm just trying to imagine the song we just heard in a porno. No, I can't do it.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
It's on fire. Some crazy things in Europe.
I'm all about that.
We'd have to put it on, you know, fast forward. It'd have to be really fast.
It ain't going on YouTube. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's volume 5, over 2 hours.
Volume 5, fucking metal.
There you go. Followed by volume 6, metal fucking. Yeah.
No, I mean, actually, that kind of makes a lot of sense because I'm a very blues-oriented guitar player. My uncle is a guitar player that really taught me a lot, and he's very, very old school, very hard rock, bluesy, Jimi Hendrix, Stevie Ray Vaughan kind of deal. Oh, so yeah. I have a lot of influence from that type of.
And Frank Marino played a lot with people like Ronnie James Dio and stuff like that. I mean, he bounced around a lot of different bands till he came up with one band, Mahogany Rush, and actually did a lot of Hendrix covers. But did a lot of original things that it never really caught on. But listening to the guitar in that, I'm like, oh, wait a minute. This has come a long way since I first heard riffs like that.
Oh, yeah.
It felt good, guys. That's what I'm saying.
Did a lot of the riffs.
I'm putting you up there on the platform with one of my idols is what I'm doing.
Yeah. Well, he's got you on the pedestal now.
Yeah, yeah, you're on the pedestal. Yeah.
Gene had a lot of on that particular song, if I'm right, he wrote a lot of the more riffs. And as a
almost
basis,
all the bridge,
but
and
pretty much just about every riff in that song was more or less Gene's entire riff with maybe a little bit of spin on it.
Cool. Now, we got another one coming up, Blood of the Dam. Now, just looking at the title of the track, immediately I think, okay, goth, vampires, hard metal,
Kristen Stewart.
Fire, flames, steel. Oh, my God.
I just hit 742, but I don't sparkle in the sunlight or anything. No, I wrote that one. I wrote that one about drug abuse, actually. So if you read the lyrics along with it, you'll find a point in there where it all makes sense. And that's what it's about.
Drug abuse. Let's see. And you're in Wyoming. I used to own a community mental health center down there, and I stayed up on all the stats and the research. And Wyoming, the northeastern corner of Wyoming in particular, I won't say which town, but it was real close to you guys, ranked number one for meth addiction in the United States, bouncing back and forth with Williston, North Dakota for several years. So I can see how you'd come up with that down there.
Yeah, you know.
Well, there isn't a whole lot to do in Wyoming.
Youth, and you know, and this is kind of a way to get some of those memories out and maybe hopefully teach somebody a lesson. So,
you know, we had a little saying back when I was
it wasn't kid. Meth, but it was drug abuse nonetheless.
The search for the intensified buzz continues, and at some point in time, you realize the intensified buzz does not come chemically induced, it's spiritually induced, whether it be music or anything that you do. That intensified buzz, it comes from within.
And whatever connects you to what's within.
Well, I definitely want to hear it. Blood of the Damned. Got an intensified buzz coming out of this, I'm sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're back sideways. He said we're coming back in, and we went sideways.
Well, it fits.
It fits. Grease it up. It'll go.
It's funny you say that, because we almost titled our new EP, we titled it As One, which is something that we have written above the rehearsal space door, you know, and it's just
with two S's. Everybody.
What's up?
As One with two S's.
Well, this is the pun. We were going to title it Ruya, and Ruya was something our drummer says when we nail a new song. He'll stand up and be like, right up your ass. And so we made an acronym for it called Ruya.
I like Ruya. I'm going to add that to my acronym.
I like that too.
And so we almost titled it Ruya, but we thought when people ask, you know, what's the EP title, right up your ass just doesn't quite fit as well.
I like Ruya.
I like that too.
Ruya is great.
You know what? I'm going to use that with my boss tomorrow when he asks me what the reports are. Ruya!
You can just go ahead and show that report, Ruya.
Yeah. He's going to be like, what's Ruya? Dilly gaff.
Ruya, dead pass, trademark.
Yeah, exactly. Without a doubt. So,
we'll have some shirts made up. It'll be great. We'll send you one.
Oh, I'd love awesome. To have one.
Even better would be panties that say Ruya on them.
Oh
my God. I want a pair of those. I want a yeah, on the backside.
It's coming. Sure. Ruya.
So
it's coming on the front, Ruya on the back.
Oh,
yeah. Yeehaw. Oh. It's Wyoming, let her buck.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, I'm not going to do any more Wyoming jokes. I beat up on my home state enough. Anyway, it's that time of the show where we get to do the thing we love the most for everybody, and that is shameless self-promotion. So in the shameless self-promotion department, I'm going to roll down really quick through our sponsors, which is Yellowstone Valley Cellars and Winery. Go out there for some great music on Wednesday nights and Friday and Saturday night. Go down to Yellowstone Valley Brewing. Great music every night of the week. Got to get you guys in there one of these nights. Play with Endeavor. And one of the guys from there is actually the brewmaster of Endeavor. And Legendary Tattoo and Art Gallery. Now, for your shameless self-promotion, what do you got going on here in the near future?
So January 27th here in Casper, Wyoming, we're going to do a free download listening party. So you can come and hang out with the band, and the Bearded Bastards are going to open up, so Lane and Brian, and keep the crowd going, and then we're going to roll the EP, you know, and we're just going to jam with our fans, and it's free. Come down and hang out. February 3rd we'll be at Redwood Lounge in Cheyenne with the metal shop. So come check us out in Cheyenne. And then we're coming back to Casper, because Casper said what they wanted, so we got the Hall of Champions. It's going to be a good show there. That's going to be the official EP release party, hard copies, everything.
February 6th here in Casper, yeah. And, you know, you can check our website out, deadpassofficial.com, or, of course, find us on Facebook under Dead Pass, Twitter under Dead Pass, so... Or you can just Google us. We'll come right up.
Yep, Google those guys. If you don't know where to find them anyplace else, hit the 10-star page. You will link over to their page. We're linked up there. You can hit my page personally and link up with them there. Whole bunch of ways. Just check somebody you know knows them.
Yeah, and feel free to share it. If you like it, please, you know, click the share button and
comment. Tell
you know, definitely, if you're in Casper and you're listening, come out to the show. If you're not, drive here. It's worth it.
Yep, definitely click the share, show some love, share it with your friends, get your friends to share it out there. If you see an event going on, here's the thing, even if you're not showing up to the event, click that you're going to show up to the event, and I'll tell the people out there why. I put on a show a couple years ago. I do a lot of festivals and stuff, and I walked in and asked a guy for money. It was a car dealership, and he said, yeah, it sounds like a good cause. I'll give you money. How many people you got invited? And I said, I don't know. Let's check and see. I think I got about 1,700 on my Facebook page. He jumped on there, looked at the Facebook page. I had 1,758 people invited, and he wrote me a check for $1,758. Wow. So those things matter out there. That's how you support your local band. Go ahead and click invite, or at least click a maybe. Share the thing for them. Write a comment on it. You know, share it and write a comment. Only takes you a few minutes. That's one of the best ways you can support local music right now, is to do that right there. And get out to a show. Get out and see a show. Get out and tell them you love them. Even if you've seen them last week, get out and see them this week. You know, show them a little bit of love.
You know, it's kind of crazy. I mean, we wouldn't have met you, Roy, if it wouldn't have been from somebody sharing our stuff on Facebook. And we're really excited that we could come back on your show again, do this interview, and we have some things lined up here in the coming months in Montana, and we'll be dropping those announcements soon. So,
well, and if I think one of the other things too, Brian, you'd gotten a hold of Ray Hayden with Marisa Fish Records, and he's our sister label out in Tacoma, Washington. You guys make it out there, definitely get you on out there on one of the stations that we have as an affiliate out there and work with. So we'll get you hooked up out there as well. And I'm so glad you got a hold of Ray and got a hold of some of the other people so that we can connect.
Ray's a busy man, and it was really nice of him to push us back. And, you know, little did I know that Sheridan had such a scene and a recording studio there as well. So
he hounded me
as well. So
Ray hounded me for quite a while to hook up with you guys. I'm sitting here getting a countdown from Sean because we're going to do the last two songs at once. And I just want to make a comment on Blood of the Damned. I'm going to share. We used to have a saying back in the 70s, listen to Black Sabbath, Master of Reality at speed 98 backwards doing Purple Microdot and you'll see God. I think I could just sit down and listen to Blood of the Damned, and eventually I'm going to see God. So, everybody, thanks for listening to us tonight. Thanks for sharing this. Thank you guys for being in the studio here with us and doing the interview. Just keep the faith, keep banging your head, and go.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Metal.
Turn eyes with the